And in Pennsylvania, people are hoping that one of America's oldest industries can help revitalize some of the state's post-industrial downtowns. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Marielle Segarra of WHYY's Keystone Crossroads team reports.
The Neuweiler Brewery sits on overgrown land near the waterfront in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Trees are growing inside the building, sticking out through broken windows. The owners of Ruckus Brewing Company roll up in their car and get out. They're wearing suits and ties, a little formal considering the setting. They walk over and open the gate. The brewery hasn't operated since 1968, but soon Ruckus will take over. The small New York-based beer company bought the building this year for $1.7 million. Josh Wood is CEO of Ruckus.
We'll be brewing some of our products there, but in addition to that, we will be brewing other people's beers.
Wood calls the building, which will also hold a brew pub, a beautiful eyesore. Allentown was once known for manufacturing materials like silk and textiles. The city has struggled to reinvent itself since those industries shut down. To get more businesses to move in, the state gives tax incentives to companies that develop certain pieces of land in the city. Wood says Ruckus chose this spot because of that tax deal.
This building needs a lot of work, and economically it's not necessarily viable without some local assistance and state assistance.
Ruckus will be what the Brewers Association considers a craft brewer. That means it'll make fewer than 6 million barrels of beer a year, be independent from larger breweries, and use traditional brewing methods. Beer is a billion-dollar business in Pennsylvania, and a growing segment of that market is craft breweries. Craft beer does especially well among the young people cities are looking for to bolster their tax base. Allentown Economic Development Corporation specialist Anthony Durante says craft breweries like Ruckus help the local economy.
They're creating jobs. I mean, they're hiring people, whether in a brew pub, you're hiring waiters and waitresses, or on the production side where you need drivers and loaders and brewery production people.
Ruckus says it'll hire 50 people, not including construction workers. But it takes more than a few dozen jobs to revitalize an old industrial town. The city needs to change the way people think of it. Up the highway from Neuweiler, Bethlehem Brew Works stands in a vibrant downtown. Bethlehem was once a center of steel production, but labor was cheaper outside the U.S., and the economy shifted away from industrial manufacturing. The Brew Works opened 16 years ago, when Bethlehem was a ghost town and widely considered unsafe.
When a place gets a reputation as unsafe, it's a kiss of death for businesses.
Greg Heller-Labelle says the Brew Works helped bring people back to Bethlehem. He's the founder of the Lehigh Valley Beer Society. He says craft breweries can make a neighborhood feel safer because the owners are basically saying,
you know, we're willing to sit here and drink beer at night. How dangerous can it be?
Heller-Labelle says craft breweries, more so than dive bars or corner stores, also show other companies that people are investing in a city and that maybe they should too.
They're saying we're not just going to establish a bar here, we're going to make something here with big equipment that's expensive, and we're going to truck in tons of grain, which is not cheap, and that's how much we believe in this area.
Breweries have been among the first businesses to move into struggling post-industrial neighborhoods in other cities. Denver, Brooklyn, and Cleveland are just a few. But breweries can't turn a neighborhood around on their own. And they're targeted to an affluent crowd, so their presence can alienate lower-income residents. Still, it doesn't look like the craft beer wave will stop anytime soon. Other breweries are moving into former industrial towns around the state, hoping they can make what's old new again. For Here and Now, I'm Marielle Segarra in Bethlehem.